JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 87, The Road to War.
This policy of appeasement plus German aggression made war almost inevitable, even though, again, in the 1930s, none of the parties except Hitler saw it to be that way. Czechoslovakia, Hitler said, occupied an area called the Sudetenland. In the Sudetenland, there were 5 million German-speaking Germans. They didn't belong in Czechoslovakia. Hitler demanded that somehow it be reunited with Germany. Austria, which was a German-speaking country, Hitler said, we're going to make a Greater Reich. We're going to include all the Germanic-speaking people. And therefore, Hitler annexed Austria. He browbeat the Austrian government into submission and invaded Austria. It was the Anschluss. The Jews immediately were persecuted. The Jewish men and women had to scrub the streets of Vienna in front of a jeering mob, and many times the pails of water that they used also had acid in it. There's a famous story about a great Hasidic rabbi who caught in the web of the Anschluss was forced by the Germans and the Austrian Nazis to sweep the streets of Vienna in front of its city hall, in front of a mob that jeered him, spat at him, threw things at him. And he resolved that if somehow he ever got out, he would take a broom and sweep the street in front of the city hall of Tel Aviv. He survived the war, and when he came to Israel in 1946, he called the Israeli newspapers, said, meet me at the city hall. He took a broom and he swept the streets of Tel Aviv. He said, if we're going to have to sweep streets, let's sweep our own streets. The Anschluss and Czechoslovakia were the stepping stones to the terrible war that Hitler would unleash on the world. At the time, Churchill warned against it, but Chamberlain in the infamous Munich conference gave in to Hitler's demands. Hitler promised him he had no more territorial ambitions in Europe. Chamberlain naively believed him. And in that naivete, the whole world would pay for it with millions and millions of people dead. My name is Beryl Wein. I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.